Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Racing at the border.
This is going to be greater than anything we have seen in the past.
The Texas mall shooter.
He had embraced white supremacy.
Debt ceiling deadlock.
It's Congress's constitutional duty to act.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Border Patrol is launching new operations to find and expel migrants who've entered the country illegally. 1,500 federal troops are headed there, and Texas has deployed the National Guard to help deal with an expected surge of people this week. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
CBS News has learned the Biden administration is working to finalize a new regulation that would disqualify migrants from asylum if they fail to request protection in another country on their way to the U.S. It would bar most non-Mexican migrants from asylum if they enter the U.S. without permission. A violation would subject them to swift deportation, a five-year banishment from the U.S., and potential criminal prosecution if they try to re-enter. As the policy debates continue, border cities and many other shelters have become overwhelmed.
We've been here 3 days already. It's difficult because we don't have anything to eat.
Hundreds of migrants, like 24-year-old Demario Jones, have been waiting across the border near San Diego since last week, many without food or water.
Just want to go to the U.S. to get a work, to change my life and live a good life.
Now to Allen, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on the gunman who carried out last weekend's mall shooting and the eight victims.
Three members of the Cho family, mom Cindy, dad Q, and their three-year-old son, James. The lone survivor was their six-year-old son, William. Also among the dead, two young sisters, fourth grader Daniela Mendoza and second grader Sophia Mendoza, 20-year-old security guard Christian Lacour, 26-year-old engineer from India, Ashwara Thadakonda, and 32-year-old Elio Kumana Rivas. An Army official tells CBS News the 33-year-old gunman, Mauricio Garcia, was terminated from the Army in 2008 for mental health reasons. He later became an armed licensed security guard certified by the Texas Department of Public Safety. His internet searches indicate he was very interested in far-right and white supremacist ideology.
At the Texas State Capitol... Protesters shouting, "Do something," demanded action on a bill that raises the purchase age for AR-style rifles from 18 to 21.
We've had enough of pictures and images of mothers trying to use their bodies as shields from these dangerous weapons. We need your action. Do your damn job.
In the end, there was action as two Republicans joined with Democrats on a Texas House committee to pass the bill. The measure is unlikely to become law. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has opposed the idea. Overseas, Victory Day was marked today in Moscow. It celebrates the World War II defeat of the Nazis, but CBS's Charlie Daggett says it comes as Russia wages war now in Ukraine.
It is an annual military flex across Red Square that's taken on added significance since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, commemorating the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. But from Putin's perspective, it's now Russia that's under attack from the West. A real war has once again been unleashed against our motherland, he said, surveying rows of young men who haven't yet been sent to the slaughter on the battlefields of Ukraine. The president's pleased expression belied the grim reality. Moscow's attempt to rain missiles down on Ukraine fell short, with the Ukrainian Air Force saying its defenses shot down 23 of 25 cruise missiles, the majority once again aimed at the capital itself.
Attorneys for Tiger Woods will be in a Florida court today in an attempt to halt a lawsuit his ex-girlfriend has filed against him. Erica Herman signed a non-disclosure agreement with the golfer requiring that any disagreement between the two must be decided by an arbitrator in private. Herman is arguing that the contract should be thrown out. She was working at one of his businesses when their romantic relationship began.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
President Biden meets today with congressional leaders in an effort to head off what could be an unprecedented government default in just a matter of weeks.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the press secretary insists the meeting is not a negotiation.
I would call it a conversation between the four leaders and the president.
Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's position is that Congress has the duty to raise or suspend the debt ceiling cleanly, without strings attached.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
Republicans have passed a bill that suspends the debt ceiling, but it also includes cuts that the president has called draconian.
A New York jury begins deliberations today in the civil rape and defamation case that columnist E. Jean Carroll brought against former President Trump. CBS's Graham Cates.
Attorneys for Carroll played the jury the famous Access Hollywood tape in which Donald Trump said that he grabbed women by their genitals, and they said he was actually describing his M.O. An attorney for Trump called that argument hard to listen to and accused Carroll and the witnesses who came to support her of attacking Trump for his political beliefs.
Trump did not attend the trial and passed on a chance to testify. Near Lake Charles, Louisiana, a 58-year-old man faces charges for firing a gun at kids playing hide-and-seek in his backyard. Authorities say a 14-year-old girl was hit in the back of the head and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities in eastern Pennsylvania are searching for two inmates who escaped from a correctional facility in Philadelphia on Sunday night. Mayor Jim Kenney says video shows them cutting a hole in a fence to get free.
Clearly the system screwed up and people didn't do what they're supposed to do. It's clear. But we want to find out exactly who, exactly how often, and what we got to do to shore it back up again.
A Utah woman who wrote a children's book about dealing with grief after her husband died last year has now been charged with his murder. It's alleged Corey Richens spiked husband Eric's drink with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A high school coach in Wisconsin is arrested and accused of installing a secret camera in a girl's locker room.
As a school employee helped an athlete retrieve a missing item from a locker, a video recording device was found. Janesville Police Chief David Moore says the device even captured Craig High School coach Brian Kitzman putting the camera into the locker, and he confessed.
We believe the duration of the crime was for 2 years, and there may be up to 18 victims.
Chief Moore says to their knowledge, the images were not shared.
He kept them for his own interest.
Janesville School Superintendent Mark Holzman says there are a lot of emotions.
We're frustrated, we're angry, we're saddened.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Longtime West Virginia basketball coach Bob Huggins has apologized for using a homophobic slur to refer to opposing fans twice during a radio show. The university says it's reviewing the matter. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.